Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
God brought you into this year without support, without defense. He is the Lord, the God of all flesh, and there is nothing that is difficult for him. He is your father. You are not an orphan. You are not an orphan. You are never without help. I want you to declare, I'm not without help. I want you to prophesy, I'm not without help. Now I want you to prophesy like you have faith, I am not without help. Hallelujah. Put your hands together and bless the Lord this morning. Give him glory. Give him glory. Worship him from the depth of your heart. Hallelujah.
I give you the praise. I give you the praise. The praise. You deserve my praise. My praise.
I give you the praise.
I give you the praise.
I give you the praise.
Praise.
You deserve my praise. Hallelujah. In Psalm chapter 91, let me just touch down on this very briefly. Psalm chapter 91, I'm from verse 10. 10 to 14. Hallelujah. 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 God's word is true forever. And his word will never change. Psalm 91, from verse 10 to 14. This is a word of promise and encouragement for somebody. Do we have it? Are we good? Is it showing? Neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Please pray for yourself. 2024. There shall no evil befall me or my family or any member of the Harvest World Assembly, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling places. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy and I decree that no evil, nothing, no weapon formed against me or anyone that is dear to my heart and to my life or a part of this assembly, no evil and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, that which is called a plague in the form of COVID-19 or any other plague, they are not permitted to come near my dwelling places. I declare divine security and protection and insulation over everyone that is connected to me in the name of Jesus. Lebarosataya nezakata. I am exempted from every plague, every enchantment from the pit of hell, everything that represents satanic attack against me or against my loved ones. The word of the Lord says that no evil shall befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling place. Therefore, I activate this prophetic word over my life, over this assembly. In the name of Jesus, we are secured and insulated from every attack, whether there are the attacks that flow in the daytime or the arrow of pestilence that flies in the night. We are insulated and we judge every attack and every plague in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are going to raise the voice of prayer and you are going to call upon the name of the Lord and you are going to say, Father, every lying tongue, every tongue that has arisen against me in judgment, based on this same scripture, let them be judged. We come against every lying tongue, every tongue speaking against my destiny, every tongue speaking against my life, every tongue that has risen in judgment against me. In the name of Jesus, we execute the judgment of the Lord. We execute God's judgment over every ambaliko duzetalia, over every lying tongue, in the name of Jesus. And we declare that the judgment is for the saints. The judgment is declared in our favor. We are receiving our good report. We are receiving our testimonies in the name of Jesus. Lega barota kasata kala namasotalia. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please take your seats. Let me touch down this before I go into my message for today. In Psalms chapter 91 verse 10, the word of God is very clear. It says that there shall no evil before you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. What that means is that regardless of what the enemy is planning on the national scale, it could be worse than COVID. God's covenant with you is that it will not come near your dwelling place. You will be insulated in the name of Jesus. Your loved ones are insulated in the name of Jesus. I was talking to somebody recently, and the person said, "Oh, I was down with COVID." I say, "In 2024. I didn't know COVID was still a thing. But you see, it is your covenant right as God's child. God's covenant with you is that you'll be preserved. You'll be preserved. There are things that the Lord has said will be used as a sign to no covenant children, and this is one of them. It says, "No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper." What that means is that if the weapon is formed by the hands of man, or by the hands of a woman, or by spirits, that weapon will defer to you. Hallelujah. That weapon will defer to you. It will answer your beckoning. Listen to me. Some of us know about our authority in Christ, but we do not know that even the arrow that was fashioned in the night beckons to us. That means that you can compel an attack to obey, to submit to your authority, and then you send it on another message. We don't know our authority. That's why we pray like weaklings. We pray like maybe if we are lucky, God will hear. That's not God's plan. You are a covenant child. A covenant child is someone that God is bonded to. What a covenant means is that that person is bonded to you for life. And this year, in this year of our fruitfulness and flourishing, we must carry that covenant mindset. I'm not preaching motivational message to you. I'm telling you that you cannot activate a covenant you are not aware of, and you cannot activate a covenant you are not conscious of. A lot of us think we know that we are covenant children, but we are not conscious of it. And the reason why we are not conscious of it is because we do not understand the demands and the tenets that guide the covenant. The scripture says, "Do not touch the unclean thing and I will receive you." That is part of the tenets of the covenant. Do not touch the unclean thing and I will receive you. Do not touch the unclean thing and I will receive you. If you tell yourself that because it's 2024, everybody is doing it, then you don't understand. Simply because everybody is doing it doesn't change it. The Bible is the Bible. The Bible is older than everybody here and currently anybody who is alive now. To be a covenant child means you live according to certain dictates. You don't live like others. Not by reason of trying to be a Christian, but because you have a certain understanding of who you are in Christ. The moment a person becomes a child of God, he loses his identity and assumes the identity which is Christ. You are Christ. You are light. The reason why many times we still need deliverance is because there are shades of darkness in us. But when you are in the light, as he is in the light, you have fellowship with only one person, who is God the Father, and with Jesus. And how do you begin to come progressively into the light of God, it is as you fellowship in the light. It's not by accident. You are a covenant child. You must know it. You must know that whosoever touches you touches the apple of his eyes. You must know it. You are not bragging. In fact, if you have to brag about it, you don't know it. Haven't you seen those things? I will tell you I'm the child of a king. I'm the king's kid. My God. Anytime they know you are weak, you are just trying to psych yourself. They know you are weak. The God, when I read Psalm 37 for you 3 times, and I will turn the Bible, I will put one key in Job chapter 40, and I'll turn the book. If I turn it 3 times, you run mad. You are just psyching yourself. You don't know what the Bible is meant for. The Bible is not a talisman. Burying the Bible in a foundation will not save you from losing that land. If the land belongs to somebody else, they will still take the land. Even the Bible, 7 Bibles that you put inside the ground, it doesn't mean anything. You just waste precious Bibles that could have been given to others for their spiritual enlightenment. You wasted it. And that is the problem with African Christianity. It's a bit of a diabolic version. In America, it's more of a humanistic, you know, humanistic. It's all about love, love, love. Talk about love. In Canada, we don't preach, but die. Talk about love. Everything is working. Then in Europe, it's a full-blown religion. You must wear your cassock. You must do everything. And I like the cassock because it saves the pastor the stress of having to think about what to wear. That's the reason why I like the cassock. You don't have to think, I wore this suit last Sunday. Just have green, gray, black. It doesn't matter. If I have everything black, but make sure your church has AC because the heat is not on this level. Amen. Go and check everybody that was significant in the Bible. From Genesis, please, are you with me this morning? From Genesis to Revelation, that was significant. God had a covenant with them. Go and check. The Bible is just filled with 2 categories of people. Those that God found and they listened to his voice, and those that did not listen to God's voice. So we see the outcome. That's all. And that's why in the year 2024, one of our covenant practices that we must imbibe is high praises. What did I say? High praises. Say, let the high praise of God be in their mouth and a double-edged sword in their right hand. That means before you enter into the place of spiritual warfare, you must first enter into the place of high praises. Peradventure, you may not need to fight again. Come on, are you here now? You may not need to fight. Because when you execute the principles of spiritual warfare, you are the one in the battleground. But when you are praising God, it is God that is in the battleground. Are you with me? Which means in spiritual warfare, sometimes winning or losing depends on what you know. I was so blessed. Last week, I was out of town. Some of you are trying to reach me and you couldn't find me. And it's not your fault. Even the Spirit of the Lord said, you shall seek for me and find me when you seek for me with all your heart. If you sent me a message and you didn't send it again, you are not seeking me with all your heart. If you called me and you didn't call again, your call is probably on the 79th call, like that missed calls. You have to call again. I was privileged to be in the presence of the spiritual father over Ondo State and his environs. I sent him a message that I was coming to see him. You remember the man of God I told you about that saved my life when I was in Ife? You remember that story? So we met. We met after 2006 to date is how many years now? 18 years. I met him after 18 years again. 18 years. So I sent him a message. He was actually not available. He was on the mountain. He's fasting into the new year. But when he saw my message, he said, I will wait for you. And when I got into his parlor, I met him praying. The man is over 80 years old. I met him what? Not watching Netflix. Now, I know that Netflix is a generational thing. Alright? So don't feel bad. Or prime time. Or what's that thing people watch? Prime. Whatever. It's your money. But I was so thrilled that I walked into the presence of grace. And I met an 80-year-old man on his feet like this. I came and just said, sit down. And continue praying. He didn't say, Benga. Wherever you meet me, join. This generation has a problem with wanting to impress. So we don't understand how a covenanted God thinks. Whatever I'm going to tell you, you want me to pray for you, is coming out of the realm of prayer. So why should I stop praying because you came in? You met me praying. Pastor, hey, just join the prayer. There's no prayer point. We are praying in tongues. Don't ask me, sir, what's the last prayer point? There's no prayer point. Just join. I met elderly women with him on their knees praying. He was the only one standing. 80-something years old man. Those women were probably in like 60s, 70s. But they were, oh my God, we must recover old wells. God is not a new God, though. He's a very ancient God. Very ancient. God is ancient of this. And he has ancient landmarks. If you want to work with him, you cannot think like a 21st century person. He's so old and his civilization is very advanced. Let me give you a bit of scientific fact. You may or may not know. I was sharing it with my wife, I think, about a few weeks ago. Do you know that? Now, for those of you who do physics, I'm not a physics expert, but I like to check those things. So I'll give you the way I understood it. Do you know that the way time counts here, the way time reads here, the distance of the earth to the sun from where we are now in Maryland is not the same distance from Australia to the sun? I think we can agree on that. Now, do you know that at the speed of light, let's assume that there is a planet that is outside our galaxy. I think we are the Milky Way, right? Let's assume there is a planet that is outside our galaxy. And I'm talking research. The distance of the time distance of that planet to the Earth is still in the past. How do I say this? This is 2024. I was listening to the scientist who was doing the calculation on TikTok. And I don't want you people are checking on TikTok. Go and be looking for science channels on Instagram. Don't worry about the fashion. You will not miss out on much. The scientist said that currently, as at 2024, if you are in this particular planet and they are looking at us from that planet now, we are still like 5 million years away on Earth, which means that dinosaurs are still walking on Earth now. Please, are you with me? That if people from a planet outside Earth or the Milky Way look at us now, because of where they are ahead of us. When they look at the Earth, they won't see cars. They won't see Dubai. They will be seeing ancient Earth before Adam. Ancient Earth. It's a serious matter. Which means your present is not the present. Your present is not the present. So that when the scriptures say, I am the God, the Lord of all flesh, and there's nothing too difficult for me, God is not speaking according to your challenge. that depending on where you are in this universe, men are still working on their food. Hunting. Your forefathers are still hunting. No matches. No, hello. Can we have a meeting for 3 p.m.? There's nothing like that. Some of you, your grandparents, great-grandparents, forefathers are still flying on brooms. Flying for witchcraft meetings. Because when they look at the earth from outside this galaxy, we are seeing the past. So, when God looks at the earth from his own location, where do you think we are? Do you see that when you commit sin and God is patient, it's because he has seen the past, he has seen the future. That what makes God qualified to be God is not just that he is the creator, it's because he has control over time. So if he says to you, I will never leave you nor forsake you, is both that promise is valid, past, present, future. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When God makes you a promise, it's because he has seen your end. God has seen your death already. God has attended your funeral, all of you here. You're already dead. In another timeline, you're already dead. You are the one still thinking, and that land I want to buy. Maybe today is the day that they were sharing your property in the other timeline, because time speaks to us differently. Even just somewhere around Australia, 12 hours ahead, they were already shouting New Year, Happy New Year. You are still here trying to rush to the market to buy tomatoes and apples and just to make your children feel like it's a New Year. There is no Happy New Year without Happy New You. If you come into the New Year without new decisions and new resolutions, I'm not talking about New Year resolution, new resolutions, it will not make any difference. What are you going to do differently? What are you going to put your energy and your effort into? Your business, your marriage, your spiritual life. What are you going to do differently? Because you must understand that covenant is God-inspired work. Covenant is what? God-inspired work and activity. If the Lord is coming to a covenant with you, certain tasks will be apportioned to you, and certain tasks will be apportioned to him. And most times, every covenant is ratified by either a word or a sacrifice. By either what? A word or a sacrifice. So this year, you must not play around with what the Holy Spirit says to you. Because the basis of God's covenant with you is what he has told you. I stood in front of this man and I was reminded, I said, Daddy, do you remember years ago when I was struggling with my faith in Christ and I, you see, God is so accurate. And I came into the All Souls. That Anglican church is called All Souls. Anglican church in Ife. University of Obafemi Lawal University. He said, my son, I remember that day. He said to me, usually, when I preach in that church, that he has gone there a few times, that when he preaches in that church, they lodge him in the university guest house. So he comes with his bags into the car, into the church, so that as soon as he's done with his preaching, he starts going to Akure. Alright? He said, but that day that we met, he said, after the service was over, the reverend said, take Reverend Adeshida to my office. He said it had never happened before that they will put him in a particular office in that cathedral and there will be nobody to stand with him, whether as a personal assistant. Usually there will be one other reverend or canon that will be there talking to him. He said, and they left him there and he kept wondering why, until I came in. And then he looked at me and he said, you are not the first that I was sent to like that. You are not the first. And when I told him I didn't want to waste his time, because I knew he was having a prayer retreat, and he told me he was not going to talk for so long. But after I spoke to him, I spoke for 20 minutes. The man spoke for 1 hour plus. He just kept prophesying. The man began to, he began to go into my life, the seasons I was in, and began to tell me, this is what the Lord will have you do. This is what the Lord will have you do. This is what the Lord will have you do. He thought he was advising me, but because I was the one who knew what was going on in my life, I knew he was speaking about how the Lord would want me to posture myself and to stand. God, there's a way to stand before God. There's a way you stand, you'll be guilty. At some point, I said, Daddy, I need to let you rest. Then he said, let me pray for you. And this elderly man stood up on his feet again. And he prayed for like 20 minutes. And when I was about to go, I thanked him. And as I was going, he said, come back. Need that again. Start praying. You don't attend that kind of meeting with people. You can see that I'm not even giving you any details. You are hearing me, but you are not hearing any details. Because that detail is not for you. When you are covenanted, not only with the Lord, give you the terms of the covenant, he will bring covenanted people along your way. Give me that scripture that we read, Psalm 91. This is not my message, yo. This is for somebody. Go into the year 2024 as a covenant child. Give me the next verse, verse 11. And this is where I really want to touch down. If I still have the grace, I will share, I will link what I'm saying now to my message. Let's read together. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Next verse. They shall what? Bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Next verse. Thou shalt tread. Oh my God. This 12th verse is a result of angels carrying you. It's a continuation. This is a story. That because the angels are carrying you, you will be able to do what? Tread upon lions and upon snakes. You shall tread on the young lions and the dragons. They shall be trampled under my feet. Come on, say under my feet. It's not actually your feet. It's the feet of the angels. Because the angel is carrying you. Hallelujah. What verse was that? Verse 14. No. Okay. Verse 14. Why would he do this? Why will I win my battles? Because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver me him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if the Lord delivers you this year, it's not because of your prayer. It's because he has an agreement with you. And maybe February, if the Lord permits, if I can't get to it before then, I'll begin to teach you about covenant prayer, pattern prayer, fervent prayer. I know when you hear prayer, you hear a prayer of intercession, prayer of thanksgiving. You already know those ones. I won't go there. I'll talk to you about pattern prayer. So don't worry. You won't hear it anywhere, so you have to be here. He said, for he will give his angels charge over thee. I have given my angels charge over you. I've given them a command. Say, concerning Busayo, no harm must come to her. So your appraiser will be based on how much trouble Busayo goes through. God is talking to you. Every time God says he gives his angels charge, right, that means that year will be filled with battles. So they need to dispatch angels. Come on. They need to dispatch angels with you. And some of you need to pray that God should open your eyes to see into the angelic realm. Come on, say, Lord, open my eyes. Let me see. Let me see. Into your realm. Into your realm. In Jesus' name. If you see into the realm of angels, you will come out of that experience with the fear of God. Angels are not beautiful ladies wearing lipstick with pretty wings. Those are not angels. Those are demons. Go and read the Bible. Go and read the Bible. Angels are more than that. Okay, I'm angry. Give me Ezekiel 1. This is not my message. Somebody is looking for my trouble today. And I think the person is online. Ezekiel 1 verse 10. Let me show you some types of angels. There are different types. So those ones you are looking for that have wet lips and this thing, they are not in heaven. Believe me. All those ones you see in all those nice 3D cartoons, they are not in heaven. Look at this. As for the likeness of their faces, the four had the face of what? And the face of what? A lion. And on the right side, that's on the right side, and they four had the face of an ox on the left. The four also had the face of an eagle. Please, I want to ask you a question. If you had a vision now, or God comes, Jesus comes here, and he comes in with an angel that has one face, the one facing you is the face of a man, but on the left, you have a lion, ox, eagle, and if the angel turns his back to pick something, you are looking at eagle, then faces you see a hawk, then say, I have brought my angel, this angel will be working with you. Say, sir, please, do you have all those normal ones? Do you have all those normal angels, those ones that look like correct people? I won't sleep with this one in this house. When you open, I see an eagle, like, huh. You see a large, these are not small angels, so these are large creatures. Some of you even have them behind. That's why God is not showing visions. Because you run, you'll be the one to run out of the house. The house you pay the rent. Look at this. This is your Bible. Oh. Even if you have Jehovah's Witness Bible is there. Or Catholic Bible is there. A creature with four faces. Please, give me that scripture. You see, every time God enters into a covenant with man, he will mark it with tokens. When the Lord entered into covenant with Israel, he assigned them an angel. And he said, this is my angel. That means that angel was God's personal. Oh, there are angels in heaven. Have you read of angels in the Bible that are called the angel of the Lord? They talk as if it is God. Please, do you understand what I'm saying now? Some of you, I've lost you now. I said there are angels in heaven. When they talk, they use first person. Say, for high the Lord. And it's an angel. That was the kind of angel that spoke to Moses. We initially thought it was God. But it was later we saw that it was an angel. But the angel was using first person. Lucifer is not the only angel in heaven. No? Or that was in heaven. There are some angels. God has not released them to this earth. Because when you see them, you will think they are God. The glory that they emit, you will think that is Jesus. John saw one of them and he almost worshipped him. That one have to be begging. Say, you want to sack me? See, I'm a messenger. You just they look me. We are brothers. The angel said, I am your brother. Does that make the angel a son? Read your Bible. There are things there. An angel told, say, I'm a fellow. I'm your fellow. We are not fellows with angel. We are their boss. But an angel said to John, I am your fellow. Think about it. Give me that scripture. Let's read one more verse. If you want to operate the angelic realm, you must be very deep in worship. Very deep. Very deep. Very deep in praises. If you want angelic realm, you can't. I'm not talking about those funky songs you sing on that the people just want to be popular. Songs that declare God's power, God's glory, God's grace. If you are deep in it, angels will not be far from you. Give me that scripture. Next verse. Verse 11. Ezekiel 1:11. Thus were their faces, and their wings were stretched upward. Two wings of everyone were joined one to another, and two covered their bodies. Which suggests to us that this type of angels, these are not the only type of angels, but this type of angels, their wings are larger than their body. If they use the wings to cover their body, you would not know they are there. You just see light. Some of you had visions. You saw a ray of light. You saw angels. Because there are some of these angels like Michael who are creatures of fire. When you see them, you don't really see a person. You see fire. Huh? Oh God, have I lost you? Maybe we need to do a series on the angelic realm. Huh? Because this year, 2024, angels will be with us on earth. Yes, because of the things that will be. You notice I did not give any prophecy for 2024. I don't want to scare anybody. Whether you are in Canada, America, New Jersey, or Hong Kong, it doesn't matter. This earth is officially a territory for warfare, 2024. Give me that scripture. But the victory belongs to the saint. Verse 12. And they went everyone straight forward. How did they go? Straight forward. They went forward. They don't turn. Whether the spirit was to go, they went. And they turned not when they moved. Listen. Please look at this. This is interesting. These angels only move when they know the Holy Spirit is moving. Please, pay attention. And I need the children too, because this thing concerns them. Their angels are here this morning. The scripture says these angels only move when they notice the spirit is about to move. That means the angels move at the command of the Holy Spirit. I hope you know that the Holy Spirit is the chief executive officer of the church of God on earth. Jesus has committed the teaching of the church, the discipleship of the church, the worship of the church, the prayer, tempo, and atmosphere of the church into the hands of the Holy Spirit. And that is why sometimes, even though you try to do some things, the Holy Spirit will not allow you, because he's looking at the larger program. If you do this thing, it may be good, but it will take you back 20 years. That's why some of you are praying and you are not seeing answer, because it is the Holy Spirit that is stopping you. Because the Holy Spirit is looking at the bigger picture. He has a map in front of him. If she buys this car now, it will take her back 3 years. It will take God's plan back 5 years. So put her on that spot. He said that everywhere they went, give me that scripture, everywhere they did not need to turn, because what? He said they went straight forward where the spirit was to go. And that also suggests that every time the Lord is about to do something, angels will show up first. Hallelujah. I say wherever the Lord is about to do something new, angels will show up there. That also suggests, and this not just speaking of real angels, but messengers of God. A word of God, a prophetic word, will come ahead to declare a new season. There's no new season without a word. And that's why you find that every time in the heavens, in the book of Revelation, that God wanted to do something new. The first thing, please give me your attention. The first thing that you will see is that there will be a new song. Go and read Revelations. So for those who think songs are not just songs. Songs are spirits. Now, this is okay, let me take one more verse from that chapter, then we'll go back to Psalm 91. Verse 13. As for the likeness of these creatures, let's look at this one. Because I told you, I say angels are not pretty looking girls. If you can call your wife angel, call her whatever, that's your own. These are the angels. If I ever adopt a child in the future, I'll call her angel. But I will also be kind enough to, you are not the one in Ezekiel chapter 1. No. So when you see this one, chapter 1, just change your name quickly before they come for you. As for the likeness of this, what? Now, can you see how Ezekiel describes them? Living creatures. That means these creatures have life in them. They are not just living. They are defined by life. Life, that's their primary element. Life. See, as for these living creatures, their appearance was like what? Do you know, I told you that there are some angels. When you see them, they look like fire. Can you see it now? Can you see it now? Now, when you look at coals of fire, what colors do you see? You see black. You see red. Then there's even one, there's yellow. Now, amber. Now, can you imagine? I want you to imagine a full-blown... Come. Oh yeah, face them. Now, this is an angel. Say amen.
Amen.
You are even yellow. You look like you are already amber. So it's just to add the coal and the black, and you are good to go. Just be flying. Fly forever. Amen. So this is Angel Yvonne. Living creature Yvonne. Hallelujah. Now, they are not seeing you. Come and stand. Some people are angry now that I didn't call them. So this living creature, Yvonne. Now imagine that when you see Yvonne, depending on, you see a mixture of blackness on one side. Now I want you to be graphic, because today, don't see any of those sing this angel song for 10 seconds to be, you will succeed. Don't you see all those things on Instagram? If you play this song for 3 minutes, please, am I talking to people here? Say this angel song. Arewa, told you Arewa long. Those are song of angels. So this is our living creature for today's service. On one side, thick blackness. No, it's a coast of burning fire. On this side, red or amber. So when that kind of angel says, the Almighty God has sent me to you, I say, wait. I open my door and I clear off. Just drop the message, I'm coming. Write it. I cannot stay here with you, because you look like a witch. This being, emitting life, burning coals. These are angels. These are different, different types of angels. Give me that scripture. These are the beings God has sent to go with you in this new year. Hallelujah. He said they were like, their appearance was like burning coals of what? Of fire. And the appearance was like the appearance of lamps. You see, I told you, there are angels that are creatures of fire. Some are creatures of wind. Some are creatures of light. They are different kinds. God is not a monotonous person. So if your ministry has to do with warfare, most likely you'll be seeing fire. If your ministry has to do with teaching, hey, listen to me. If you are a teacher of the word, you'll be seeing the lamp. Because thy word is a lamp and a light. So the kind of angels that will be working with you will be like the appearance of lamps. This also will work for the prophet. Because the prophet needs to be able to look into your life and prophesy. After I left my daddy, I went for a meeting where I was preaching. And just on the final day, as I was about to step down, I looked at a brother in the congregation. And I said, "The brother over there, what's your name?" He told me, I said, "Come." And then he came forward. I said, "I'm looking straight into..." Now, sometimes when people wonder, how do you know these things? I don't know. It's not every time I know things. And it's for my own safety. Because if you know too many things, you won't want to be friends with people. You understand? I said, "I'm looking at you as though you are married. At the same time, you are not married. Is your wife here?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Call her." The wife is there. But I said, "I saw you as though you are married. And yet you are not married." Then the pastor came out and said, "He has not paid a bride price. But they are collaborating together. They are collaborating." But the moment I saw the woman, I would have lost my balance. Thinking that, you gotta get wife. I said, "No. I saw you that you are like you are married, but you are not really married." And it didn't make sense to me until the pastor came out and said, "Actually, we are still on the case. He has not married her properly." That's the ministry of the lamp. It will shine the light in the area where the problem is. Sometimes when the prophetic anointing is working, it's like a trip. It's showing the light from the door, but that's not where you are going. Where you are going is inside the bedroom. If you are in a haste, you will not get that revelation. Some of you go before prophets, or you go to a prayer meeting or somewhere, and the prophet is prophesying, and you are interjecting him. You are doing yourself. You need to allow the prophet talk. Some people came from outside Lagos to see me recently. They flew their way to Lagos to see me. I would not have seen them. But when I saw the sacrifice they made, coming all the way from the north. Meanwhile, I'm in my house, fanning myself because the power grid collapsed. You remember that period that... you must remember, this is Nigeria. But when I looked at the sacrifice they made, where they lodged in Lagos to come to my house, they still paid 17,000. They made a mistake. They booked Uber. If it was only the man that was coming to see me, I would have said, "Bros, from Egbeda, take Oshodi. From Oshodi, where are you now? Okay, ask those area boys. Then take Iyanoro. From Iyanoro, take Keke. Everything will not more than 1,500. But he was coming with the wife. I cannot subject him to the life of a missionary. So I told him to be man enough, book the Uber. 17,000. Come, you know. So, you know, God must speak. As you don't pay 17,000, God must. You cannot go the way you came. It makes sense now. Because you see, you're now. Why I'm not prophesying? Because your house is next door. That's a joke anyway. Because someone say that pastor, if they look who they come from far before they talk. I say, no, it's not like that too. It's just what it is. And we were gisting. And most times when I gist with people, they think it's because I want to talk. No, I'm just waiting to hear what God will say. Because you cannot force God to talk. I'm still talking about the appearance of lamps. The lamp needs to appear. You must see it that it has appeared before. That is where the anointing to prophesy will come from. In the case of Ezekiel, he was a spiritual warrior and he was also a prophet, which accounted for the kind of things he was seeing. Look at your life and see the kind of signs and the visions you have been seeing. You will be able to tell your ministry. Not every time, "God, am I called to sing or to dance?" Hey, do anyone. It's your body. Then I stood and as we were talking, I just connected to the prophetic and I began to say, "Look," I said, "there are three things the Lord will have you deal with." And then I started facing the wife. And I began to prophesy and I began to mention those things. And the husband said, "I told you. I warned you. Say you have heard now. I told you. I warned you." And the wife was trying to say, "Hey, pastor," she said, "keep quiet. Let him talk." I said, "This man is wise." Because some people, the moment you begin to give them a prophetic word, they think they have an explanation. God is not interested in your explanation. His time zone is different from yours. God is in the future. In your own earth, you are still in the year 1845. When the Lord called Ayo Babalola, he was not educated. But the Lord saw the impact of his ministry even in 2024. You cannot speak about the Christian faith in Nigeria and not talk about Ayo Babalola. You cannot. So if the Lord is calling you the way you are, don't worry. He will preserve your legacy. I said he will preserve your legacy. Amen. Say we believe in his prophet and we shall prosper. Give me that scripture. Let's just touch one more thing there. And then I'll go back to Psalm 91. He said it was as the appearance of lambs. It went up and down among the living creatures. So while the living creatures were moving, you will see these lamps going up with them. It was like, it's like having something in Hobbit, like a big lamp stand. Every time these angels were moving, you will see the lamps going beside them, up and down. I don't know if you can see that picture in your mind. Just going, and you are wondering, what is this lamp for? It's for revelation. It's for revelation. Because even the angels must be guided by the Holy Spirit. They must be guided. You must be guided. Don't be concerned when there's no light in your house, there's no water. Be concerned when the lamp is no more giving you light. When the word of God is now looking like a book and not like an instrument for revelation. Say your word is a lamp. So that lamp there is speaking about the word of God. It says, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. These are angels. So the next time we talk about angels, please, those fine pretty girls in your cartoon, they are just drawings. They are not angels. These are angels. When they stand, almost every time an angel stood before a man, he would tell them, fear not. Almost every time. You get why? If you see a being that has scales all over his body, like a warrior, like tattoos, with a sword, I'm from the presence of the Lord. my mind came. Is the door open? You see beings that are huge. There's every angel is taller than this building. When I was in the hospital and I was dying, diagnosed with hepatitis. I've shared that story before. And my mom told me that she saw a creature of light standing over my head. This was in the year 2003. I was dying. And I knew I was dying. I knew I was going to die. I knew it. We had Ondo State Hospital. There was no money to pay. They were just managing me, putting me on drips, because according to the doctor, there was no treatment for my sickness. And the Lord said to me, did I not tell you that your covenant with death has been cancelled? Look, everything in the spiritual realm is about covenant. If Satan tells you something and you believe, it has become covenant. The moment you agree or accept, it has become where two of you shall agree as touching any matter. It's not only God, though, even Satan. You will not marry. You will not have a child. You will not marry. I will not have a child. Covenant. You gotta be careful. You will never have a child. Your sister did not have a child. Your brother did not have a child. You will never be happy. What kill your father will kill you. The moment you accept it in your mind, it has become an agreement between you and Satan. That's why you need deliverance. What are we talking about here? Even the little ones, the scripture says the angels, their angels always behold the face of the Father. It's not every angel that can stand before God. Some were designed to stay far away from him so that they will not be destroyed. But you see, the angels assigned to these little children, they have all access pass. Say, Father, your daughter is sick. She's at the hospital. Which hospital? Bagada General Hospital. Okay. Let's arrange for some healing. Change the doctor there. Bring somebody else. These conversations happen in the spirit realm. So if you are father, mother, three children in your house, you are not five. You are at least 10 in that house. At least 10 in that house. That's what the word of God is saying. The angels live in your house. That's why the scripture says, I want to say something and I don't want you to misunderstand me. Say, let the woman cover her head because of what? The angels. Ha! You know, some of you have read that, but you didn't see that part. Was it not Paul? He said, because of what? The angels. What was Paul talking about? That angels gravitate towards a submitted life. When a person is submitted to divine authority, angels cannot but be in that environment. So when he says cover your head, he's not talking about a scarf. He's talking about your spiritual posture. Just the same way angels cannot look into the face of God in the throne room, you also are not being careless. You come covered with humility. Even when you worship, it is still with that same posture. And you are singing, oh, Shemiri Atata Yahweh. You are doing it from a party. When they see you in the realm of spirit, you are on your knees. You are on your face. Because you already know that anybody who will stand before God cannot look into his face. You don't come with a Rastafarian spirit. You come with a submissive and humble posture. You may be standing physically, but in your heart, you are on your face. You are on your face because of what? The angels. You want angelic ministry? 2024? You want to see angelic ministry? Cover your head because of the angels. Hallelujah. Angels are creatures of worship. So if you know how to worship, they will be close to you. Give me Psalm 91. Was it 91 that we are reading? Karabaleso taleda boshaya. Yahweh. Yahweh. River that never runs dry. Yahweh. Yeah. In Psalm chapter 91 and verse 11. Psalm 91:11. Karaseta balada boshaya. For he shall give his angels charge over you. Do you have the Amplified? For he will command, Hela Marosata. He will command his angels in regard to you to protect, to defend, and to guide you in all your ways of what? Can you see the condition now? See why angels are not active in your life. You are not obeying God, you are not serving him. Your worship starts from how you praise him. How you worship him. God is not a man that should lie. Neither is he the son of man that should repent. Don't relate to God like you relate to your boss in the office or to your customers. God is God. He is ancient. He is king. He is ageless. He is spirit. He is the father of all spirit. Everything exists at his command. So you must know before whom you have come. When don't come if you are not ready. Don't come carelessly. Come prepared. Prepare. Turn off your phone. Put your phone in the parlor. Go to the room and pray. Don't chat on WhatsApp and talk to him. It's too much for that. It's too much for that. Alema Sota. He said he has given his angels. He didn't get your permission before doing that. He called the angels concerning Yvonne. I have called her. Don't let her find herself in a situation that she will have to turn to Babylon for help. You have threefold assignment: protect, guide, and defend. Those angels are not playing. Those angels are not playing. For them to guide their mission, they must be skilled. They must be trained. And that's why they operate at the background. Because even you cannot stand to see them. They are ruthless. They are ruthless. They are ruthless. God gave one angel, Michael, he gave him the command and said, go and get me the body of Moses. And Satan resisted. You are the one who say you have a prophecy. Satan doesn't care. If you are careless, he will snatch it from you. There are some who have quoted the Bible till Satan walked away with their destiny. They quoted the Bible till Satan walked away because they don't understand how the spiritual realm works. Somebody told you, we are going to lay you off. We are going to sack. We are going to take people off this office. He has given his angels charge over me. He has given his angels charge over me. God will not need to come. I'm never without help. I am never without help. I am never. It must enter into your spirit that the help will not come. The help is here. The help is here. He that toucheth me, toucheth the apple of his eye. The help is not coming. The help is here. So when you pray, you don't need to look up. Look around. Look around. Look around. Look around. Look around. The help is here. If only your eyes were open to see what God has blessed you with, you will not bind one devil again before you sleep. If only God shows you the armies, the military battalions in your house every night, you will not bind the devil before sleeping again. The devil is too small. You are giving him too much attention. I'm telling you. You man was created to behold only one thing. Whatever you focus on will be amplified around you. Give me that scripture. He said, I'm giving my angels command. Only generals give command. He said, in relation to you, Busayo. In relation to you, Bukola. In relation to you, Brother Quincy. In relation to you, Tommy. Said, I have spoken to my angels about you. There was a meeting and I mentioned and I said, these are the things that we have to do. Listen to me. Don't leave here feeling that 2024 is going to be a mystery. You are not alone. God said he has spoken to the angels that will work with you. They know what to do. They are not waiting for your prayers. If they wait for your prayers, you have been dead. Say, for are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for you? For you. For you. For you. Not just to you. For you. They have been sent forth. They received their commands from ancient times. They have been sent forth to minister for you. This year will be the best one ever. Amen. They have been sent to minister for you. No man will have the power to determine your future. They have been sent to minister for you. Your life will be precious in the sight of God. You will go into the midst of fire and you will come out on hot. Don't see the budget of Nigeria for this year. See your God. See your God. See your God. And one of the things he has blessed you with is the ministry of angels. Hallelujah. Jesus was speaking. He said, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to go ahead of you and show you the things that will come to pass shortly. Jesus said he has sent his angel. His angel. That was the angel that spoke to John, and John almost worshipped. Reverend Kenneth Hagin was having an experience with the Lord. Jesus came into his, you know, physically appeared to him, and then Jesus came with an angel. The angel was so huge and so tall, but the angel never said a word. And after some time, Jesus said, my angel is here. He wants to talk to you. And Hagin is like, well, you are here. Why not tell him? He said, no, the assignment is for him. Don't kill me. I will talk. Gave you Bible, you did not read it. I said, now I brought angel. I said, maybe I should talk. You know well. I carry angel come. You see, they tell me. Say, and when the angel was going to talk, he said, for I come from the presence of the Almighty God. You see, they speak with command. Angels don't negotiate. They go where they are sent. And they have been sent to you. They go where they are sent. Say, I come from the presence of the Almighty God. I come from the presence of the... Oh my God, how I wish we would see how spiritual this world is. Your customers, it's angels that will bring them. Some of you don't really, you're not getting it yet. You're not getting it yet. You think your next job is coming from a connection. The angel will drag the person, it will be... That's what that man of God was saying to me. He said he didn't know why they left him in that office for over 30 minutes with nobody. That it has never happened. But God was bringing his own son. And through the ministry of that man, my life was preserved. My ministry was... There will not have been any adverse word today. Because when you are over 80 years old, you are not just thinking of ministry, you are thinking of legacy. Who can carry this grace that I'm having? And then everybody who said they came to you, they came for a miracle, this one said your ministry restored him. So he prayed for me. And I was going to say, come back again. Prayed for me again. Then he walked with me and held my hand till we got outside. I said, no, daddy, don't. He said, no, let me walk with you. He said, make sure, boom, pay me, oh, man, pay me. I asked, I said, you know, Pastor Ayo. He said, Ayo, is that almost mini? People, there are people that carry the ancient oil. There are some that carry the oil in a flask. Some have it in a horn. It's different. Yeah. Reverend Omar Okpai was preaching, and he said, the Lord told me he has given me 100 angels to work with my ministry. 100 angels, one man. And he was attacked by armed robbers, and they gave him acid. He said, drink it and die. And he took the acid and he drank it. And when he drank it, he now asked the thieves, are you really expecting me to die? He said, I've drank it too, but I hope you are not like you are expecting me to die. They brought it as water, it became wine. When Jesus touched it, you brought it as acid, it became Sprite. When Jesus touched it, he said, I hope you are not. What manner of man is this? What manner of man is this? You brought poison. You brought acid, the angel swapped it. But you didn't see that one. But the man of God now told you, I hope you are not really expecting me to die. This thing cannot kill me. Eh? It cannot kill me. I have 100 angels that don't go on leave. They don't go on vacation. These things are given to you. Don't let Satan rob you. They are yours. They are not going to be yours. They are yours. They are sent to minister for you. Not just in spiritual things. In your marriage. In your business. They will protect your children. They will fight battles. They will bring victories to you. Reverend Roland Buck. Do you know Roland Buck? The guy who wrote Angels on Assignment. It was when I read his books that I knew that angels can teach. I didn't know. He said they showed up. He said he pulled his curtain and saw angels sitting under the tree in his house. Many of them in front of the house. They were around. May your eyes be open. You want to commit sin and you took 21 angels to the boy's house. And you said nobody knew. You have 21 witnesses of what you did. You wore green slippers that day. Hi. Say nobody will know. And you lock the door. Say it's just $100. Is it your $100? Is it your own? I know it's $100, but is it your own? Say nobody know. Say it's God's blessing. And there were 21. The moment you touched it, they moved back. The moment you started hugging and doing, may our eyes not be old evil. They just they turned their back. Roland Barthes said he saw the angels, many of them in his compound. Then he said one of the angels walked into his house. He said, what are people doing here? Oh, he said there was an attack against you overnight. So we came to take care of it. He said, go and take it. He said, we are finished. The man slept. He slept like a baby. You know, you when you sleep, you don't wake up. The man slept. No sign from heaven. He said, go and take it. He said, we are finished. We are resting. Oh, for he will give his angels charge. He has given them command. Nothing must happen to him. Nothing must happen to him. Here you are trying to fix all your problems. He has given his angels charge over you. They know your business. They know you. They know your everything you are doing. They know your plans. They are supposed to work with you this year for result. That's your portion. I'll never forget when I've had a few experiences, so a few experiences. But today is not about me. I don't want you to see me. I want you to see what God has done for you. Yes. Sometimes as pastors, we overpaint the picture and people see us, they don't see Christ. So that's not my goal today. You must never assume that you are alone in that house again. You are not. God has never left you for one day. You are not aware. You are looking at the challenges. But your Father has never left you for one day. How do we provoke angelic ministry? In Psalms chapter 34, let me just give you this. Are you blessed this morning? Psalm 34, 7 to 8. Oh, Simiriatata Yahweh. Oh, Simiriatata Yahweh. Hallelujah. Rabba Sotalana Moshala Kesala. Karaba Rabbo Sotalana Borosetelena Bosha. Reba laboro sotala laboko sotala da bosha. Yvonne, come. Bro Pat, come. Bukola, please come. Busayo, please come. Busayo, please stand in the middle. Please stand in the middle. Please form a circle around her. Please face the congregation. This is the scripture I just opened to you. Never runs dry, Atata, Yahweh. You are the river that never runs dry. You are the river that never runs dry. Yeah, river that never runs dry. You are the river that never runs dry. Rele masonda la laborosa tala laborose fedele tebele da basaya. We have come to the garden of just men made perfect. Hey, river that never runs dry. Never run, Listen to me in 1 minute. Listen to me. Many times when Jesus prayed, the scripture will tell us that angels came. After he fasted for 40 days, the Bible says angels came. They came and did what? They strengthened him. Angels can impart strength. When he fasted for 40 days, then they came. Not one. They came. Receive strength. Receive strength, because he had not eaten. He won't have the strength to go back to the city. So they gave him strength. Strength for a new season. Strength for a new season. Strength for a new season. Strength. So he had been day one, day two, day three, day four, day five. But on the 40th day, they now came. Receive strength. And they gave him strength. And the Bible said when he came out, his fame began to spread. His fame began to spread. His fame began to spread. There is one man, his name is Jesus. The deaf, when they see him, they begin to hear. When the blind see him, they begin to see. When he talks to the dead, they begin to live again. There is one man, his name is Jesus. Listen to me, listen to me. We have been given a name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That name has been more exalted than the name of an angel. I want you to pray 1 minute, because prayer followed it, the pathway of prayers. Begin to pray 1 minute. Pray 1 minute and begin to see the angels begin to move. Begin to pray. Begin to pray.